Organized labor will next week meet to conclude negotiations for base pay, which was stalled due to the recent hikes in utility tariffs. It will also discuss the payment of salary arrears for 2013. The Secretary General of the TUC, Kofi Asamoah, told Georgia Sikri that organized labor will demand what is due workers for 2014 based on the prevailing market conditions, regardless of the 10% pay cut for the executive arm of government.
If you may recall, we came out with an information to the effect that the social partners, government and organized labor, did agree that we should negotiate national minimum wage and also the base pay for public sector workers before the budget was read. The 2014 budget was read. We tried in all earnest to do that. There were some consultations at the level of the national tripartite, where a subcommittee, as usual, went into the rudiments of the determination of the national minimum wage. It was brought to the level of the tripartite, and there was supposed to be some consultation to finalize it. No, every year we need to determine the national minimum wage before the base pay. The base pay is the minimum also for the public sector workers, which in most North terms is above the national minimum wage. So I must emphasize that the desire for the parties, the negotiation parties, to conclude negotiations for the back pay and then, for the base pay and the national minimum wage could not be concluded before the budget was read. So we have responsibility of ensuring that we resume negotiations as quickly as possible. You would also realize that there was this outstanding back pay for public sector workers, or what is called the arrears,
yes,
for 2013.
Yes.
In the midst of negotiations, this utility issue came and there was some disagreement. And what we have realized is that government has gone up, has gone ahead in paying one month to the distastefulness of the organized labor. We are asking for the reconvening of the public sector negotiation machinery by next week to protest to, government by ignoring the negotiation machinery and going out to be paying it against the proposal that we had put in place. So yes, we are to get these serious negotiations to begin by next week, now that the budget has been read. But the point I am drumming with that we were going to finalize all these things before the budget was read.
The way things are going, chances are that, looking at what the executives did by cutting their salary, chances are that they may want TUC not to ask for more. Are you going to maybe be considerate in asking for increase in pay for workers next year, or you still look at the economic conditions and demand what is due workers?
Oh, definitely we'll be going with the factors we use in negotiations, the level of end-to-end inflation, cost of living and other things. What executive has done is a different matter. But get on the rare factors in negotiating wage based on cost of living and other economic indicators.
Mr. Asamoah described as mischief the allegation that he took money from government to keep quiet on certain issues. He said it is a calculated attempt to tarnish his hard-earned reputation. Mr. Asamoah said he will petition the National Media Commission on the issue for appropriate action.
Rare mischief. Apparently, every year, government employers and labor go to the ILO conference. 2011, and normally when we go to these conferences, government pays for the leader, one person from labor, and the leader also for employers, which is an ILO convention, which endorsed on all governments to do. In the year 2011, because I'm on the governing body of the ILO, I left earlier without government. By which time, the ministry had not finished with the payment of the ticket. I was asked to pay for the ticket and come back. Since 2011, all efforts to get this money paid back has not been paid. This year, there was supposed to be a meeting in Brazil on child labor, global child labor, and I was supposed to travel with the Minister for Employment and Labor Relations and also the Chief Executive of the Employers Association. Because of the agitation on the tariffs, I couldn't make it. They paid $2,500 without the ticket. So eventually what we told them was that, don't we do the reconciliation between the ticket they owed, which is above the $2,500, and the letter was written. We did not finish with that. They had to return the $2,500 to the ministry, only to realize that the white paper, the moment, wrote to say that there is some cover-up for me, on $4,000. Indeed, the amount given to me for the trip which had been returned was $2,500. The ticket was not even given to me. Retract that story and also notify the National Media Commission accordingly for the appropriate incident.
You heard the Secretary General of the TUC, Kofi Asamoah, in that interview with George Asikri.